sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my sincere welcome to all of you. Hour number three. My. It's hour number three. It's amazing that it's hour number three. I hope that you have enjoyed the program today. We've done things a little bit different, but yeah. Gone through a few things with you, and hopefully it's, you know, if it maybe introduced you to a few new things, and then also along the way, hopefully also for those of you that were aware of some of those things, maybe it just re-emphasized for you so you can do something about it. So hopefully we accomplished all of that so far in the program. We had David Summerall, StopHate.com, and the America Gulag Chronicles would encourage you, if you are able to support what they're doing over there. As was mentioned, the trial for the Proud Boys is supposed to start today, and there is a lot of real video evidence that we hope comes out in this trial. In addition to that, we hope that somewhere along the line the public is made aware of the fact that the judge in the case is trying to basically remove all of the attorneys for the Proud Boys, all the legal counsel. So the Proud Boys, so the attorneys who have done all the prep work for the trial, the judge is trying to remove them so that they are going to be defended by some public defender who obviously has no idea what's going on other than what he might have read in the news. So, so hopefully that's going to move in a different direction, and the jury is being selected and so on. So be praying for that, because we do want truth to come out. And as we said earlier in the program, and as I talked about yesterday, Dr. David Simone came on, and one of the things we revealed was Paul Gosar and 60 members of the House did present a complaint, a formal complaint, to the Electoral College. And Ted Cruz had signed that complaint, and debate was going on in the Senate and the House chambers separately about possibly sending the results for Arizona, first of all, back to Arizona and saying, we're not going to certify. And that's when the message went out to the provocateurs to start the assault on the Capitol. And now we know why. And we know what they were doing on the inside. And so we've gone through a lot of this history and broken this down for you folks. And it's important for us to understand what's going on and what's taking place. Well, joining me now, as we talk about, you know, how do we, especially as we look at beginning this new year. And I told you, if you were listening in the first hour, and maybe you'll go back and hear it, if I can figure out how to get it up there so you can. But anyway, if maybe you're in the same boat. And I shared that, you know, I've had some challenges kind of getting started with 2023. Just kind of getting going again. There have been some physical challenges that I've been facing, issues that I've had with my eye in particular. Yesterday, it was just hurting very badly throughout the program. Some problems that I've been having with my leg as different things are coming on board. The reality here is this. I jumped back on air right out of the hospital, literally right out of the hospital, and I gave appreciation to Justin Radkowski. 3 months after the accident, I started back on the radio. 3 months. And I've had people, medical people, after who've heard my, really understand what I went through, who are shocked that at 5 years, I'm doing what I'm doing. Because of the level of the injuries that I suffered. And Captain Ben, who was a frontline medical officer in Afghanistan, on the front lines receiving soldiers that had been severely injured by IEDs and so forth, looked at my case and said, there are three different areas of injuries that you had, and each one of them individually should have killed you. I saw soldiers with those injuries die in our tents. Just this grouping of injuries and this grouping of injuries and this grouping of injuries separately. I never saw anybody that had all of them in one body that lived. Never.
Until now.
So, but I've not ever, Ken, you and you've prayed for me and we've done ministry together, which has been awesome. But I have not ever, I've taken small breaks, but I've never taken any kind of a break to actually, my physical therapy got cut off because I went to CPAC 7 months after the accident. They said, well, if you leave the house, you'll no longer receive any care.
Wow. That's nuts.
So here we are. All right.
Wow.
We need, go ahead.
Oh, It shows the power of prayer.
Yes.
And we just saw the power of prayer on ESPN.
Yeah, I agree.
By the way, my name's Ken. I just wanted to let people know.
Your name is right on the underneath your picture. Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. It's right there. Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com.
I thought I could hide.
Well, okay. If I can turn it off.
Our watchers and listeners need to understand that I disavow any contact with this man. He's just too wild and crazy. I'm sorry. I just apologize for it.
Oh my goodness.
You know, one of the I learned about the Damar Hamlin accident maybe a half hour after it occurred.
Okay.
And turned on this game or something, and because I hadn't been watching it, and saw the information. And so I saw players still kneeling and praying. And I think the ambulance had just left. And I heard the Lord say, "Are you willing, Ken, to pray for this young man in a way that nobody else in the world is going to pray for him? Because that's what we do at Freedom Encounters. We don't have just platitudes, although people's hearts with platitudes were answered, absolutely, 1,000%. And prayer did it. When I saw what happened, it reminded me of that documentary that's just come out recently called Died Suddenly.
Yep.
People go to StuPeters.com and watch that. They'll, I believe, understand what happened to Damar Hamlin. It's the only thing that makes sense, because doctors are saying, we're not sure what happened. They look at the replay. There really wasn't the kind of contact to his chest that is spoken of, not to the degree that they're trying to explain. And I think it's because the doctors and hospitals don't want to alarm anybody as to the harm of the vaccination. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, I thought, wow, Lord, we have prayer designed to help people survive when they have been impacted through the vaccine.
Yep.
I'm just going to call it, it's not a vaccine, but I'm just going to pretend and call it that to make it easy.
Yeah.
And so we did. I did. I stood up. And I realize this young man was a Christian young man also. He believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, and his family does. He was raised that way. And in fact, he was testifying about it yesterday.
Yep.
God's used him in a different way than he ever expected.
Yep.
That's so cool. Well,
agreed.
I prayed to remove things that we have learned about called death grips.
Mm-hmm.
I removed another thing that we've learned about called Chief's disease.
Yep.
And something called the black-seated cell of death, which is a brand new thing that impacts people who have been vaccinated. And it's got a death warrant in it. It happens for every person that receives this. It's a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. And also time bomb curses.
Sure.
Which are probably the realm of darkness's number one favorite curse.
Especially right now. Especially right now.
Oh, because much more now than ever.
Yep.
Yep. It's working in conjunction with these other things. You know, it's like the old Dominion basketball player that this weekend fell down and pretty much had the same thing happen to him as happened to Damar, and on, all these young people, down to a two-year-old. I mean, what parent would vaccinate a two-year-old? I don't know. They should be put in jail. But anyway, it was so fun to pray for this young man. He was a wonderful young man. And as I began to look at everybody praying and listen, even to an ESPN commentator pray with two others in his ESPN panel, praying together for him, I thought, I may never see this in the rest of my life. And Lord, you need to receive glory out of this. If Damar dies, where is the glory? Where is the power of prayer? How is that going to be exemplified to the people? And I was saying, Lord, I just want to be one piece, the praying differently than others, to add to their prayers all together in overcoming what that vaccine was meant to do to people. And that's not protect them from COVID, because the majority of people getting COVID are people who have been vaccinated, but to cause harm to the body because of what is actually in these vaccines. I mean, snake venoms and stuff, come on, you know, and tell me how that's supposed to kill COVID. It's insane. The end result has been phenomenal. And Lord said, I answered your prayer, Ken. I removed those things from Damar. And with the power and the strength of millions of other prayers, millions of them around the world, I am bringing that young man back. And I'm going to get a lot of glory out of this. And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, as you know, on Sunday, they took a knee in prayer for him, even with other teams besides Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they thanked the first responders, which is legitimate and wonderful. They were absolutely awesome. And the Lord really is going to get a lot of glory out of this, just as he has received glory, Greg, for what he did for you.
Amen.
I mean, Lord.
Amen.
And his grace and his mercy has come alongside you and saved your life, just as he is with Damar's.
Amen. And we'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease. Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. And Ken, we want to shift gears for a minute and talk about, you know, our involvement as believers and these, you know, camps, so to speak, of thought processes. You know, do we set ourselves in a room in a cloud and, you know, and wait for Jesus to come back and fix all this? Do we, are we?
We are victims of magical thinking at times. But I was just reading a good phrase that magical thinking goes with childhood.
Okay.
You don't need a church that acts like a child. We need a church that acts like a warrior, and God is pruning the church, and he's pruning the remnant, and he's doing it in more than one way. Some ways he's cutting off those who say they are but aren't. But as he does that, he's making this remnant stronger, better, wiser. But the territorial spirits and the demons just running rampant nowadays by the quadrillions times quadrillions. I think the Bible says as many as the sand of the sea. They are telling people to go into one of these two camps. One is a victim mentality, which every single one of us, including me, maybe even you, have fallen into. Maybe not for more than one day, but you've fallen into it. And that is, we're losing our country. Woe is me. It's so horrible. And all I can do is think about and talk about the losses instead of the wins. It's so easy for us as believers to focus on the negatives instead of the positives, the things that we're not versus the things that we are in Christ and where he has taken us. That got to me this last weekend, and I had to go, whoa, wait a minute. Who's feeding me those thoughts again? the same jerks that were a long time ago when I was really deep into that. The enemy. Those aren't our thoughts.
Yeah.
On the other side, we have this survivor mentality that's being promoted by a new type of spirit out for this day, and they're called last day spirits. That's actually their title. Came up from the pit, and their job is to get people just hanging on, just grabbing that bar like that old picture of that cat, you know, that looked like it was freaked up and hit with electricity and its mouth is like that. It's like, hang in there, baby. That's what it said. And that's a message from the enemy for other people who just say, and you quoted it really, Greg, just hang in there until Jesus comes.
Right.
Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Just wait.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't come, you look back, you go, man, I wasted decades. That was really a stupid thing to do, which would be true. But the enemy is wanting those two camps instead of us being sent to be what? The light and the salt to, you might say, flavor society.
Yeah.
Speak up and not care about being a people pleaser on everybody, but to speak truth, because that's part of magical thinking, Greg.
Yep.
That's part of that childhood disease is yep. what it is. We can't afford it. We just simply can't afford it, folks. You know, we can't. Well, like I heard our pastor say this Sunday, folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. And you know what? I wrote down for today's meeting, I said, we wish it weren't true. I mean, I put that under several comments that were down here. We wish it weren't true. We wish we were a Christian nation. We wish that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, was not at hand. Because when it is at hand, that means we're at the end.
Yeah.
And we wish we weren't at the end. We wish, we wish, we wish. And you know, wishing and hoping doesn't make anything come true.
True.
It's the work of the demonic, the territorial spirits that are trying to get every one of us out of the battle. The best way to win is to get your enemy not to fight. So you just rumble in with your tanks like they did in Iraq, one city after the other, you know, a decade ago.
Yeah.
Man, that talk about an easy way to do it. You get your enemy to feel, oh, I just can't do anything. We're losing. America's gone to hell in a handbasket and yada, yada, all this kind of stuff. Hey. Are there negatives? Yes, there are. But has it also begun waking up a dead church? One of our teammates said, hey, the church is dead. Long live the church. And this is another message from the enemy.
Right.
The church is dead. So long live what? A dead church.
Yeah.
If the church comes to life, America ceases becoming or ceases being Babylon.
Right.
And becomes the bride of Christ, the one with guts and courage, who's going to speak up, not caring about people pleasing or making everybody happy, but just speaking the truth in love and speaking the truth and speaking the truth.
Yeah,
and speaking up and getting active and not just sitting in a pew for 1 or 2 hours every Sunday is what happens between Sunday and the following Sunday that really matters.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, geez, it's just we can't live under our laurels anymore.
Amen. That is absolutely true. It is time. You know, we're going to be called to account to engage, Ken. I mean, that at the end of the day, we're going to be called to account to engage. And that was one of the things that I shared. And we'll talk about it coming up here in just a minute with Matt Long, because the Texas legislature just starts today. And the, you know, the vote for the Speaker of the House, and then the vote for the rules and for the chair positions. And unfortunately, the Republican Speaker of the House, once again, is planning to give over a tremendous amount of authority and power to the Democrats by giving them key chair positions, knowing that they'll kill bills with those positions, but doing it anyway. It's lunacy, and it's definitely in violation of what the will of the people is. So, there you go. All right. I got to let you go so I can get to Matt. Blessings to you, my good friend. Love you very much. Happy 2023. Happy New Year. And, we're off and running. We're off and running. We are.
All right.
Yep. We are off and running. And I am looking to see if I still have that video up. I don't think that I do, so I'm going to go find it real quick. So bear with me, folks, while we while I grab this piece. And there we go. And it's number 2.
Lightsabers are fun.
All right. Thanks, babe. Sorry that took me so long. All right, there we go. We're going to let this ad skip. And
it wasn't that long ago that leaders of the Democrat Party in Texas decided that they didn't like responsible legislation to secure our elections. And so they left the state so that the legislation couldn't pass. That's right. They just flew to D.C. and hammed it up for the campaign, leaving Texas in a lurch. That's how hard they wanted to fight Republicans in Texas. They up and vacated their job during session so that nothing could happen while they were gone. And we hear that our Republican leaders want to hand these same Democrats committee chair positions, giving them, once again, the power to stop what millions of Republicans in Texas know is best for Texas. Secure elections, a secure border, making our schools safe and free of pornographic materials, stopping sex change butchery and sterilization on kids. These are not extreme positions, but Democrats fight these common sense priorities. So why give them the chance to do so? In fact, in the March Republican primary, over 80% of Republicans in Texas, not just those who attended the convention, but statewide, said that we must stop this absurd practice of allowing Democrats to sideline what's best for Texas. Our Republican representatives need to remember that these priorities came not from the Republican Party of Texas, but from the people who elected them into office. This is not an RPT agenda, it is the voters' agenda. The Democrats were willing to leave their elected job and received no penalty from our Republicans for doing so. If the Speaker of the House were a Democrat today, do you believe that they would allow a Republican to chair a committee who would shepherd through legislation that might secure our elections or our border or ban pornographic materials in our schools? Of course they wouldn't. We will soon see if our Republican leadership listens to the Republican voters who elected them and that they represent. Over 80% of us want to end this bad practice. If this matters to you, then join us in urging our elected Republicans to do the right thing for Texas. Go to grassrootspriorities.com to send your representatives a personalized email urging them to pass our Republican priorities. I guarantee, allowing Democrats to sideline Republican priorities is not the right thing for Texas.
And there you go. There you have it. All right. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be back with Matt Long coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio and the Matt Long Show as we join together, as we do each and every Tuesday here on Hill Country Patriot Radio and across our networks here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Matt, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here. Welcome to the Hill Country. We know you live here, but we love to have you on the air every Tuesday. I've already let my people know that you and I are pre-recording this today. As this program airs, I will be driving a busload of folks from the Hill Country over to the Capitol in Texas, where we are going to be watching the election of the Speaker of the House for Texas. And coming off of what we've been watching the last 4 days in D.C., Pastor Greg, What do you think? Would you like to see in Texas? Would you like to see a rambunctious election of our speaker? Or do you want everybody just to fall in line and have a nice, easy day on today?
You know, I think Texas needs to show the rest of the nation what it looks like to actually stand on some principles. You know, we need to remember, and I know this will have already been, you know, talked in, you know, ad nauseum per se, but the reality here is that as soon as the gavel was struck and Kevin McCarthy was put into the place as Speaker of the House, you already had rhinos like Tony Gonzalez saying, I'm not voting for a rule change. I don't know who's voting for a rule change, but it won't be me. And Gonzalez is a moderate, Matt. Gonzalez is a moderate. If they don't have the votes, McCarthy can make all the promises that he wants. But if they don't have the votes in conference for those changes to go into effect, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, one of the things going on in Texas is we have the same situation. We have the rules. So we have the election of the Speaker of the House, which is going to take place today. And then the rules are going to be discussed over the next 2 days. And we have been told from insiders that that vote for the rules is going to take place on Thursday, the 12th. Now, that may or may not happen, depending on who gets elected as Speaker. And we're finding the same situation in Texas in that there is the Republican caucus has been backing this rhino speaker with a bad reputation. He's got a bad track record. We also know that McCarthy has a bad track record. So there are so many parallels to this. And a lot of comments I've been seeing between comparing Austin to D.C. is that if Phelan is elected today, if Phelan does become, then it's almost a given. Now, it's not 100%, but it's almost a given that we will not see the change in the rules that the grassroots are looking for. And so I'm hoping for a messy, noisy, lots of infighting on the Texas House, because I want to see some of the grassroots conservatives in Texas that we've been fighting for and electing. We want to see them stand up on the day of the vote for the speaker. Now, I'll pause there and let you speak. Sorry, I was running away, but our rules in Texas are a little bit different than in D.C. So I'll come back to that in a minute.
Well, all I would say with regards to that, Matt, is again, you know, and once you've done it, I remember years ago, about 11, almost 12 years ago now, sitting with Harvey Hildebrand, who was my representative before Andrew Murr, and having practically a 2.5 hour lunch conversation with him when I was on KERV 1230 AM there in the Hill Country. And talking to him about what was going on in Austin, talking to him about the fact that at that point we had a supermajority in the Senate and a supermajority in the House, and yet we were putting Democrats in as committee chairs, and even back then the platform of the Republican Party, the platform that the mass majority at that point of voters, probably closer to 70%, at least 75, maybe higher percent of the population in Texas at that time, was in favor of and had voted in favor of, and the party had voted in favor of these tick off things that needed to happen. Many of them are the same things that we talk about and debate about 11 years later. And I said, Harvey, what is the deal? And Harvey said, well, you know, we've got to give them something because one day the Democrats are going to be in charge again. That was the logic.
Yeah. And they're still using that logic when it comes to committee chairmanships in the Texas legislature. And about a third of the committees in the last few sessions have been handed over to Democrats. It's been interesting to see, and you talked about that supermajority under Hildebrand, since I have been paying attention to the Texas House We have every single election lost another seat or two in the Texas House. It was, I think, either 6 years ago, we lost 14 seats in one election. And so it is, we're sitting now, I believe, at 84 out of 150. So we don't have a super majority. It's as far as the rules for electing a speaker in Texas, and I am reading directly from the Texas Constitution, Article 3, Section 9, Paragraph B. It's a single sentence on the rules for electing a speaker of the Texas House. It says the House of Representatives shall, when it first assembles, organize temporarily, and thereupon proceed to the election of a speaker from its own members. That's it. So we've got 150 members in the Texas House. 84 of them are Republicans. It takes 76 votes to gain the Speaker of the House of Texas. In attempting to avoid floor fights, 2 years ago, two sessions ago, the Republican caucus came up with an internal rule that they would select the Republican speaker in caucus in a secret vote. And then the idea was to come out on the floor and all vote as a single body. And I appreciate the look of that. I appreciate the look of that. I understand why they want to do that. But I don't agree with them by any means. I don't appreciate things going behind closed doors. I want to see this on the floor, and we want to hear a debate on the floor as to why one speaker would be better than another. And so today in Austin, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping that on the floor that there will be more than just one nomination, Dade Phelan, and we're hoping that I want to see a fight, quite honestly. I want to see what happened in D.C. I want to see it happen in Austin. Do you think that would be constructive?
Well, yeah, I think it would be constructive. I'd like to go back to something that you had mentioned with regards to, you know, the supermajority and us losing seats. What folks need to understand is that the losing of the seats hasn't been because individuals are changing their ideals. There's been two causes for those losses. One is the fact that the Republicans have had the same lack of principles as in Texas as they've had in D.C. So a lot of people are fed up, and their people that they've been brought in the primaries have lost, okay, because of the machine. And yep. Also, the same Republicans that are supposed to be Republicans have redistricted in such a way, like, for example, we were talking about Matt Rinaldi before we came on air. Matt yeah. Rinaldi's district was redistricted in such a way that what was once a very strong Republican district is now a Democrat district or majority Democrat. And they kind of tried to do the same thing in the congressional side with Chip Roy when they changed that and they brought in South Austin so that all of a sudden Austin was deciding who the representative was going to be from the Hill Country. And so there have been a lot of efforts that have been made to try to make that happen, Matt. I know we're going to run out of time here, but yeah, I think there needs to be healthy debate. But I have to tell you, there is not an easy way through this situation. There is not an easy way through this. And we, the people, are going to have to stand with representatives that will have the guts to make a difference and not collapse and not give in. Period. End of story. Because the other side believes they own the bank, they own the paper, they own the property, and they own us.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And today is going to be an exciting day up there. And then Thursday, again, hopefully it'll be a Thursday vote. If they try to sneak something in on Wednesday, we'll let everybody know about it. But Thursday right now is when they say they're going to vote on the rules change. Listen, on the redistricting, we had an amazing representative, Kyle Biederman, for three sessions here in the Hill Country. And he poked at the establishment quite regularly poked at the speaker, Dade Phelan, quite regularly, and Strauss before him, Bonin, yep. Before him. And he was punished
yep.
for his stands. And then when they had the opportunity, they destroyed his district so bad that he ended up living in the district of one of the rhinos, Mr. Andy Murr, and so either had to choose to run against Andy or buy a new house, move away from his community to run into what his district was. And like most people with common sense, Kyle said, this is stupid, I'm done, and didn't run again. And so this is happening all over. We had the shenanigans with our Senate district here in Texas, our Senate district 24, which was redrawn to make sure that a rhino got in there, and it worked, and he did. And so, yeah, this redistricting is a mess. And when the rhinos are in charge of redistricting, unless we start going around changing that, unless we begin changing speakership, then we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I know we're going to run out of time here, but the other option is what Daniel Miller is doing with Texas, which has over 500,000 signatures now. And they were on this past week with John Solomon and Amanda Head on Real America's Voice on Just the News. And so, you know, there's a movement right now to say, you know what, we see the writing on the wall. We don't trust Texas leadership. We don't believe in it. We absolutely don't trust and don't believe in the D.C. leadership. And subsequently, we the people are going to make a choice. And
absolutely.
There you go.
Pastor Greg, it's always great. Love being with you on Tuesdays. And you can tune in today and watch this online if you want to, and watch the excitement in Austin. So thanks again. Thanks again, Pastor Greg, for coming on with us.
All right. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. Stay tuned. Coming up right after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
There we go. Welcome back to Generation
Radio. I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health.
And everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, folks, very quickly, we're just about out of time today, but I want to ask you to please support our sponsors. So critically important that our sponsors get support and our program gets support. That's how we take care of the folks in India. It's how we advance the program and make a difference. And activation is also key. So make sure you have this number, 202-224-3121. That's the Capital Switchboard. Make sure you get an account at cgrwellness.com for your health, cgrwellness.com. And make sure you sign up at patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen, 972-PATRIOT. And stop feeding the bad guys and start giving your money to a cell phone company that supports our values. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless you. Stay tuned. Sondra Whitten and Texas Fully Loaded coming up here on TV.